When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
There. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
Tomorrow of Early Break. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Kaiser Blasting and Coatings. They can blast and powder coat anything metal. We're talking railings, metal furniture, vent covers, wheels, car frames, car bodies, and trailers. They blast away years of corrosion and protect with a durable coating. They can do hunting blinds also, ag equipment, livestock fence.
Wow. Jace!
Jace and the team at Kaiser Blasting and Coatings.
You can free call consultation.
Yep. Free quote at 402-421-3559 or go to kaiserblasting.com for that quote.
So you don't have to show up with your item. Just show up down at the campus and then meet with Jace and have a chance to visit with him and say and walk him through your project. Here's what I need done. What do you think? He'll be able to walk through. So you don't have to show up and all of a sudden, what can they do on site? Just you want to have all that stuff built in, and they do all that. Like I said, like that's just part of the service, and that is a free consultation quote. But there's no reason to haul everything down there. Let's get a plan together, put together a schedule when you can get down there, and get everything saved.
Right, make an appointment.
Yeah. You know what they're saving? Better times. Well, everything
they are
they're
saving. Better times.
They're saving. They're turning the clock back, Steve.
I know.
And every time we turn the clock back here, things go really well.
I'm content really. To live in
we got to
times.
The cheese league today.
That was good. That was better time.
That
better
made me
times.
Happy.
So immediately, yeah, everyone's thinking it's better. That right
it felt
now,
better when you're talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Jace is the cheese league. He's the cheese league.
You want to be like
he's
cheese
the cheese league of blasting and coating.
I bet they have bugles there.
I bet they'd have. I tell you what, if they don't, they'll have a bugle if you want one. That was
you
incredible.
Were drinking beer and eating bugles. That's a great
with
combo.
A scout, with a scout time. From the Chiefs.
It's a great combo.
Yeah.
It is.
How about that? Well, just give me a bag of bugles, please. I've not bought a bag of bugles for quite some time.
You can get them.
I'm going to bring one.
Oh, they're
in
still
some
there.
Yeah.
Bugles
yeah.
are still very available.
Yep.
Very available.
They're
are they a Frito Lay project?
Product? You're a project.
They seem like yeah, yes. they should be.
I don't know if they are.
Let us know, Breakers. Well, bugles. Because I think they're a Frito Lay.
Come on, let's do this. Yeah. Just let me do it.
Chat GPT. I'm sure of this. I really feel good about this.
What company makes bugles.
Simple as that.
B-U-G-L-E-S. Bugles.
Frito-Lays.
That's Bill's guess. Could be. Yeah.
This is Chat GPT.
What else could it be? Who else makes
here
chips?
Here we go. Yeah. The snack. The snack Bugles is officially owned and branded by General Mills.
Really?
General Mills.
I had no idea.
One of the major American food companies.
Whoa.
Which originally introduced the cone-shaped chips.
They are cone-shaped. They're beautiful.
Back in 1964, which is?
Better times.
Better times. That's part of the first.
Imagine 1964, I got an idea. What do you think? We're going to make a cone-shaped
chip
snack.
General Mills, it was its first entry into the snack market. Good job.
They nailed that one. Still around.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Bugles.
Wow. Bugles is a product owned by General Mills.
I did not know that. We learned something new today.
Thank you.
Now, I teased before the break that tomorrow is a great day for sports fans, and this is why. What does that music mean to you, sports fans?
NFL
on NBC.
NBC.
the Hall of Fame game from Canton, Ohio. Chargers-Lions tomorrow night, 7 p.m. on NBC. I was telling Bill during the break, I don't remember in my entire lifetime ever having a preseason game in July.
I remember in July.
It's always like August 3rd.
Like August 3rd.
It's July.
Maybe 7th.
Tomorrow is
July. It's July. There's a game.
It's very July. It's very odd.
It is July. Wow.
I don't remember ever a Hall of Fame game being in July. Like, we must have started camp a week earlier than usual. I don't know.
But I would have thought August 7th or 8th.
Usually it's about that.
I read something incredible. Right. They talked about for the Chargers that Trey Lance is going to be their starter.
That's correct.
The header was like that, and now for the first time, people just realized that Trey Lance plays for the Chargers. I had no idea. Trey Lance. So I go, I didn't know he's still playing. I didn't know he's with the Chargers, but he is.
Trey Lance, everybody.
Yes,
you get a good look at him
against the Lions tomorrow.
Wonder what the Lions. What do they do?
If you want to bet, Lions are a 2.5-point favorite. I don't know why on earth you would ever bet on a preseason football game. That is the most terrifying bet you can possibly make.
But you can.
2.5-point favorites for the Lions tomorrow night in the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio.
That should kick it off. After that, there should be a game. They got to be starting within a week here.
So the first actual date with many games is next Thursday, August 7th. You have three games. You have Colts, Ravens, Bengals, Eagles, Raiders, Seahawks kicking off.
God, they're rolling.
Preseason.
Yeah.
They have a July.
Wow, that's...
Game in July.
Holy. Just about this, though. You're suiting up for a game. However you cut it.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom. It's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states, thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit legally.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
You're suiting up for a game on July 31st, and you'll be suiting up for a game also in January. Yeah.
That's correct.
Long season.
That's non-playoffs. That's non-playoffs. You're still going to get suited up in January. That's a lot.
That's definitely.
What are we down to now, Jake? You know this. Are we down to three preseason games? Is that what it is?
I think it is.
Each
three.
Team.
Yeah, I think it is.
Used to be five. Went to four. I think that's always the bargaining chip that they're always looking for as players. Less preseason.
It is definitely three games, Bill. Three preseason games and 17 regular season games.
I get that too. Yeah. That makes sense to me.
I mean, Matt, how about back in the so the difference is on the preseason games and. Correct me if I'm incorrect here, but the reason the owners want them so much is they take the full profit of the preseason games. That was the reason they're like, they did not want to go from five to four to three
because
it made them a lot of money because people still show up.
Yeah.
It made them a lot of money.
It's huge. And
I don't know if I should be impressed or concerned about this text from our good friend Sanderson.
Sandy.
He says this. Preseason football is actually the best games to bet, Jake. They tell you who's going to play. Great chance to make some money.
Not a bad thought.
How does that work?
Well, you know, right now, it's like all of a sudden, the Bengals are down 17. It's their first preseason game. Start of the fourth. Think they'll bring Burrow in? No, they're not. They're not. There's no like, hey, we're going to all of a sudden, they put the starters in, make this thing close. Not happening. So there's probably some truth to it.
He says it's actually the best time to bet because they tell you who's going to play and who's not going to play.
Oh.
Some truth to it.
I suppose. I just would be terrified to do that.
Would you, though, if you know who's playing? Of all people, how closely you follow the Dolphins.
But if starters are going to play, they play it at the most two series.
You know that, though.
The most.
You know that. So who's playing
after? And at some point, I think in every one, at least one game, the starters will play a couple series. Maybe not the first one, but.
I think game two, they play probably two series.
Yeah. And then game three, they don't really know.
Might be a little more, whatever. Maybe it's none, but it's just a little bit. You want to get a little bit of timing, I guess.
But you know that, so then you can gate. Then you know who the backups are of each team. You can. Sanderson makes a good point.
Sanderson.
Sandy.
Now, it would take some study.
Preseason.
Like, me and Bill would have to look at the backups for the Bengals. I don't know who they are, and you'd have to weigh it against whoever they're playing.
When is the induction? When's the Hall of Fame?
That's
this Sunday? Weekend. This Sunday they're getting inducted?
Saturday or Sunday. I think it is Sunday.
I'm telling you, the induction into the Hall of Fame is so cool. Yeah, I love listening to every speech, listen to everyone. And then some are way better than others. My favorite one all time, if you get a chance to listen to the whole interview of Bill Parcells.
The whole speech?
The whole speech, his speech. It's remarkable. And I've heard a lot of really good ones. But Parcells was really, really good. I just couldn't imagine that, how cool that is.
To be there, too.
To be at the Hall of Fame. If I was a Hall of Famer, I'd go back every year. I'd be like, I'm just going to go back and hang out, put my gold jacket on, walk around, talk to the new inductees.
Yeah, like a yellow
gold jacket.
Reminder of the four new members in the Hall of Fame that will speak this weekend. It would be defensive back Eric Allen, Jared Allen, defensive end, Antonio Gates, and wide receiver Sterling Sharp are the four getting inducted this weekend.
Okay.
Doesn't that seem like a remarkably small class? Just four going in?
How about this, Bill? On that note, while a class of four, this is from the Hall of Fame website, while a class of four is the smallest since 2005, that number has not been uncommon. It's the 19th time in the Hall of Fame's history a class has been composed of three or four enshrinees.
I wouldn't have thought that. If someone had said how many's getting in, I would say on the average 7 to 8 a year.
So it's the lowest in 20 years.
Yeah. So to get in the Hall of Fame, just think about it. Who's going in? Four guys.
Yep, that's it.
Four. Yep. Yeah, I mean, that's so incredible. Yep. Sip, which one you taking? You taking you're the Super Bowl, you're the quarterback for the winning Super Bowl team or Hall of Fame? You only get one.
Definitely the Super Bowl, 100%.
Super Bowl?
Yeah. Oh, win
get
a
that
Super
title.
Bowl? Yeah. I want the team. I want a team-oriented.
It'd be cool, but boy, that Hall of Fame, that is like a...
Ask Dan Marino, see what he thinks about that. Yeah. What he'd prefer.
What would he say?
I don't know. I'd say ask him.
Yeah.
My guess is you'd want a Super Bowl ring. That's what I would want. I mean, I want one damn Super Bowl.
It is, but that would be my initial thought right away. Then you go back, and right now, they're like, you know, let's say you're a quarterback that won it. Trent Dilfer. Won it. Would he rather just be like, you know what, I got that Super Bowl, I got that championship, I've got that ring? Or would he like be being prepared to this whole family to go into the Hall of Fame? Because that group...
It's a good question.
That group is so small. It's so small. You have to have... So many things have to happen right. You have to be so good, and the things that have to happen right to get in, injury-wise, and just all the situations for you to get in. It's remarkable.
The Spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Presented by NIPCO on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.